Welcome to Solace. My name is Chris, and I'm going to lead you through some simple reflections. This week, we'll follow the examine prayer, and then we'll have a time of listening. There is a sheet with some simple instructions for the exercises we'll do. This is available either on the church website or solacepod.com. This isn't because they're complicated, but mostly so you don't have me talking you through what you're doing, and to leave as much quiet in this time as possible. The two other physical things you'll need for this are a Bible, and, if you have one, a candle to light. You might want to find somewhere to sit where you won't be distracted, but the most important thing is that you're comfortable. Just before we start, let's settle into our space and focus in on this moment. Take a moment to focus on any sounds you can hear outside the room you are in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Without trying to block out those sounds, now let your attention move inwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe, the hum of something electrical, the sound of this playing. For just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. Again, without blocking these out, let your point of attention take another step inwards and be aware of all the noise going on within yourself. This may be physical, the sound of your own breathing, or it may be an awareness of the rush of thoughts and feelings passing through your heart and mind. Finally, take one more step inwards and let your awareness come to rest in some quiet, still space. Take a moment to rest there. Step two this week is the examine prayer. This is just a simple set of prompts to help us look at our day, or week, or any time period you want to choose, really, and find the movement of God in all the people and events of that time. You should have the sheet setting out all you need to do, so I won't talk much. We have 15 minutes to do it, so there's no need to rush. You'll hear some music fade up when the time is over. Feel free to pause this if you think you'll need longer. When the music fades in and you've finished the prayer, please do light a candle if you have one, to remember all you've been holding before God. This is a poem called The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. I'll read it, and then there'll be a few moments for contemplation before we move on. The Road Not Taken. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both and be one traveller. Long I stood and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other, as just as fair, having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had warned them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less travelled by, and that has made all the difference. The Bible reading for this session is taken from John chapter 14, verses 3-6. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Please now find the reading in your own Bible and read the verses through once or twice, letting it sink in. Then simply rest in the silence. Alert and attentive, but without expectation. Don't search or reach for anything, just wait. Distracting thoughts will occur. Don't worry, this is normal. When it happens, try to bring yourself back to a focus by returning to the verse, or listening to your own breathing. Let the thoughts pass on. Music will fade in when this time is over. We'll have 15 minutes for this again, so please don't feel like you should rush through the stages. we're coming to the end of this session. So let's take a moment to let our awareness focus on all the noise going on within ourselves. Either physical things like breathing, or an awareness of thoughts and feelings passing through our hearts and minds. Now, without trying to block out those sounds, let your attention move outwards to any sounds you can hear in the room where you are. A ticking clock, maybe. The hum of something electrical. The sound of this playing. And for just a few moments, let your whole attention be on these sounds. And finally, take one more step outwards, letting your awareness settle on any sounds you can hear outside the room you're in. Try to identify each, and for a moment or two, just focus on them. Welcome back. We'll finish with a blessing. God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit be shielding and saving me as three and as one. By my knee and by my back, by my side, each step of the stormy world. Amen. Go well, friends. Stay safe and be well. Until next time.